You've got a room for my actions here. All when a young lad falls in love. When I was a young apprentice, the barely pompous meant decide to cleave of all me senses with a maid I fell in love. Her ringlets did entwine me, Aphrodite smiled and blind me. Cupid's arrow hit behind me, and her father owned a pub. T'was in those licensed premises when first I met my nemesis, like a seraph in a Genesis, sat Mary Ann McGuire. Dressed in a fine apparel, astride a porter barrel, she looked the kind of girl that could fill you with desire. All the turtle doves were cooing when I took to me wooing, her loveliness pursuing in the springtime of the year. But she said I should be older and more handsome and much bolder in the uniform of a soldier, and that's when she'd hold me dear. In extremis and euphoria, I joined the Queen Victoria for a spell of death or gloria, a fighting with the boar. To the wind I threw out caution to make myself me fortune to return with quite a portion of matrimony's chore. On the gravestone of her mother, she swore she loved no other, but I was to discover that she took me for a burk, 'cause Lady Luck had beats me and intelligence had reached me while I was overseas as she had married to a Turk. T'was in that I deserted, to Ireland I reverted, to find the girl that flirted, me jealousy was roused. In Maguire's Dublin Derry, I found him making merry with his arms around me Mary, as together they caroused. So I took me time and waited until his thirst was sated, as he homeward navigated through the streets of Derry town. At his lodgings he stood knocking, and while they were unlocking, I'd a stone into his stocking, on his head I brought it down. T'was then the night's serenity was rent with loud obscenity, an ottoman's profanity I couldn't understand. With an oath he made to grab me, with full intent to stab me, when he tried then to kebab me, I went screaming up the Strand. All around the town's perimeter, he chased me with his scimitar, a sudden past limiter to an errand to this prime. To the water side he raced me, to the bridge of Foyle he chased me, and the Derry gate he faced me, so I jumped into the tide. There's no bravery or virtue when some heathens try to hurt you, and no noble thoughts desert you when you see his curly knife. In life some things are worth trying for, others are worth lying for, but there's nothing that's worth dying for, so I'll stick to the soldier's